With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New developments today in the war. The Israeli defense minister saying it was Israel that killed Revolutionary Guard intelligence chief and vows now to hunt down Iranian leaders, in his words, one by one. Iran and the U.S. presented with a draft proposal. It includes a 45-day ceasefire. And Iran is reportedly detaining a number of family members of opposition figures who are in exile. Several activists say the Iranian government took parents and a number of siblings away. Another says Iran is also seizing property of outspoken exiles. A U.S. aviator safe and sound, and a warning from the White House.
The U.S. airman whose plane went down in Iran has been extracted from the country following an intense search and rescue. President Trump posting he's injured but in stable condition following the downing of his F-15E Strike Eagle Friday. Iran says that mission involved a firefight with the U.S. where planes were destroyed. Meanwhile, Trump vowing to strike Iran's infrastructure, including power plants and bridges, if the Strait of Hormuz is not reopened by Tuesday so oil tankers can get through. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump and Secretary of State Marco Rubio sharply criticizing NATO. Correspondent Ken Lorman explains.
Both argue that the alliance has become a one-way street, benefiting Europe, with America carrying the bulk of defense spending but receiving little reciprocal support. France, the UK, Germany, and Spain have blocked U.S. requests for base usage and airspace transit despite minimal demands to directly join the conflict with Iran.
And this is SRN News. Lawmakers in Ohio consider a drag show ban. Here's Michael Harrington with that story.
The State House of Representatives has approved the measure, which would not bar all drag performances, but only those where children are or might be present. Every single Democratic state senator voted against the legislation, which is now in the hands of the Ohio Senate. Republican supporters of the legislation say, quote, it also establishes clearer legal standards to help maintain privacy and safety in spaces designated for biological females. Michael Harrington reporting.
American teenagers getting abortion pills through telehealth, and people ages 18 to 24 ordering medication abortion at much higher rates than older adults. That's the word from a new study from the Journal of the American Medical Association. Researchers also point out underage girls in America are bypassing parental involvement. This is SRN News. Italian Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni praising police following the arrest of an alleged organized crime boss member, Roberto Mazzarella. He's one of Italy's most wanted, or was one of the most wanted fugitives. Authorities captured the 48-year-old Mazzarella during a raid where he allegedly used false documents in which to stay. He was wanted in connection with a fatal shooting in Naples some 20 years ago. Workers at one of the nation's largest meatpacking plants plan to return to work this week and halt a three-week strike at the Swift Beef Company in Greeley, Colorado. UCLA winning its first NCAA championship in women's basketball. Bruins defeated South Carolina in what turned out to be a rout, the final 79-51. More details, srnnews.com.